Good morning. It's Friday, April 12th, Day of Silence. Day of Silence was created in 1996 and is a campaign meant to focus on the silencing of our LGBTQ plus youth that takes place every single day in classrooms, workplaces, sports, and legislation. And now the news. Let's start with a related story that I have not had a chance to cover this week. On Monday, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, or NAIA, introduced their new policy that bans transgender women from playing in women's sports. The NAIA covers 83,000 athletes across 25 sports, and out of those 83,000 athletes, zero are trans. Well, it's believed to be zero because for something that they believe is such an issue, they sure aren't tracking. And I mean, that's good because then that opens up a whole other pretty hateful can of worms. But still, there's no like, quote, problem to be solved here. But we're left with a decision that tells trans folks that, hey, here is yet another place that you are not safe. Listen, I know that we need to figure out how to handle sports as more and more folks come out as trans or non-binary because we created a cishet system, and as more people are able to live out loud in full and authentic lives, we shouldn't tell them that while they're doing that, they can't also play a sport they love. Now, personally, I believe that we should move away from gendering sports and towards more of like a JV varsity situation. Some of the best women athletes can beat the men. That is just a fact. Come at me and try and say with a straight face that the UC Berkeley version of Alex Morgan wouldn't easily beat most of the men playing in college or, frankly, professionally. Like, come on. Under this decision, men, trans men, and trans women can all play on the men's team. And if you're willing to open things up like that, I have a hard time understanding why a JV varsity system wouldn't work. It's not perfect. I'm not saying, like, let's just do it. I'm just saying it's a good start. It's a good conversation starter. Also, not for nothing, the language here is so sexist. It's transphobic to start. It's transphobic on purpose. But then it adds sexism as well. First of all, cheer and dance is open to all students because every other sport, quote, includes some combination of strength, speed, and stamina, providing competitive advantages for male student athletes. Cheer and dance don't require stamina and strength? That's patently false, and the reason I know that is because I'm winded from this sentence. Also, it's always the women's teams. A biological female transitioning to a male is still able to play on the men's team. Why? Oh, the men are so much stronger. Again, have you seen Alex Morgan? Well, men are just built different. Sure, yeah. I think a more accurate statement is all people are different people. Some people are very good at sports. Some people have great imaginations. They're readers. They love the inside. Some people are inside kids. You know what I mean? Some people are just excellent athletes. And I don't know. The point is that this conversation does need to happen. And I hope it happens soon because this bill, for me, it's not it. While we continue to react to Arizona's completely horrific near total ban on abortions, as we should, Iowa, able to see the news, able to like take in information from Arizona, is looking to do the same thing. What? On Thursday, the state asked the state Supreme Court to let its six-week abortion ban go into effect, even though it has been on pause since last July when it was enacted for a couple days and then a district court judge put it on pause. It is unclear what the court will do, but in the meantime, abortion is legal in the state for up to 20 weeks. Ipe Mizuhara, the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, the newly acquired Los Angeles Dodger and an absolute superstar in baseball right now, has been charged with federal bank fraud for gambling and the theft of more than $16 million from Ohtani. The Department of Justice did not find any evidence that Ohtani was involved in the gambling that was happening.
And finally,
O.J. Simpson, the former football star who was acquitted in the murder of his ex-wife and her friend before he was found liable in a civil trial where he was ordered to pay $33 million to Ron Goldman's family, a debt that he never paid, and then years later led an armed robbery attempt in Vegas,
died on Thursday after a bout with cancer.
He was 79. Sometimes when I talk about someone dying, I like to include a quote from them. You know, I like to remind us that legacies are complicated most times, and then include a quote. Sometimes they're not complicated, though. Sometimes they murdered their ex-wife and friend and were found liable of that in civil trial. So instead, let's go with a quote from Ron Goldman's dad after learning of OJ's death. Quote, "It's no great loss to the world." Here's something interesting, though. The journalist and pilot who is responsible for almost all of the eye-in-the-sky footage that we have from that 1994 freeway chase of Simpson was Zoe Ter, whose daughter is Katie Ter, the MSNBC reporter. I don't really have much more to say about that. I just think it's an interesting little fact. I also think it's important to remember that OJ literally wrote a book called If I Did It, outlining how he would have done it, even though he did it. And that's it. That's the news. It's Friday. Let's go have a great weekend. I'm proud of our LGBTQ plus youth who continue to live their most authentic lives in the face of some truly horrific legislation. But more than, no, not going to get me, not going to trick me, more than grilled cheese, because it's also National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day, because you are just the right amount of cheesy. I'm proud of you.